Today, we got news of the biggest bank merger in the United States since the financial crisis. BB&T of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, is trying to buy Atlanta-based SunTrust in a deal worth $66 billion. The new bank would be the country's sixth largest. Robin Farzad is host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. He joins us now. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Jeremy.
And why are these two banks combining?
Think about where you got your first piggy bank or passbook savings book, or, you know, you participated in a penny arcade as a kid. Chances are that bank is no more. You used to have regional banks like Wells Fargo become mega regionals, and then, especially in the wake of the financial crisis, national banks. So if you're a big regional like SunTrust or BB&T, you want to join forces. You want to build out that ATM network and save money by merging marketing and administrative costs.
And this is the biggest bank merger since the financial crisis. Do you think this is part of a wave or the beginning of a wave of bank mergers? Is it getting too hard for these smaller banks to compete?
I do believe that. I mean, institutional memories are short. I mean, it's been a decade since some of the worst of the crisis transpired, and it's ever harder to compete against the ultra-capitalized behemoths like Bank of America and JP Morgan Chase and Wells. You know, you try to invest in customer service or some other differentiation, but your shareholders, they grow restless, and you can't resist the overtures of regional banks who themselves want to become mega regionals or bigger.
We remember the term too big to fail, which was the problem back in the financial crisis, that these banks were so big that they had to be bailed out because if they failed, there would be a huge catastrophe, even bigger than the one that we had. So do you worry now if these banks have to get bigger to be competitive that we're going to be in an even worse situation?
Yeah, it's sobering to think about it, but you're now called a prude if you bring up too big to fail a decade later. Stop and think for a minute. Chase Manhattan Bank has now sprawled into JP Morgan Chase, Washington Mutual, Bear Stearns, Bank One, Great Western, yada, 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 yada. And like the airlines, what used to be dozens has now merged into four or six or eight. So if they were too big to fail in the mid-aughts, you know, look at them now.
Why do you think it's happening now? Why is this the first big bank merger since the crisis?
Look, the conditions are ripe. The market is near an all-time record. You had tax reform. You have a very deregulation-friendly administration in the Trump administration and the Senate Banking Committee. And not only that, but there's financial technology. That's both an opportunity and a huge concern for banks. Millennials, as we know, they don't go to banks. They don't like banks. They use Venmo and Apple Pay and other mobile wallets. And other non-Wall Street platforms that the big banks really want to own. So I'm not sure that they can create this from scratch, but they're certainly going to try.
In the time we have left, Robin, I want to switch gears because the markets dipped today on a report that a senior White House official told CNBC that President Trump is highly unlikely to meet with China's president before March 2nd, which is the deadline set for a trade deal or the tariffs go up. What do you make of that?
Look, it's brinksmanship by two hard negotiators who happen to regard themselves as the most powerful men on the planet.
Mm-hmm. And does it signal to you that there's going to be a trade war for a lot longer?
You know, a lot of this is kind of like hot, cold, hot, cold. It's like my favorite Chinese dish, Peter Chang's hot and numbing shredded tofu skin. It's equal parts punishment and cooling off. And I think you're going to see the heat escalate intensely as that March 2 trade deadline approaches.
That is Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, thanks so much.
A pleasure. Thank you.